بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. إلهي لو أردت هواني لم تهدني، إلهي ما أظنك تردني في حاجة قد أفنيت عمري في طلبها منك. إلهي فلك الحمد أبدا أبدا دائما سرمدا، يزيد ولا يبي كما تحب وترضى. إلهي إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك. إلهي وسيدي وعزتك وجلالك، لئن قالبتني بذنوبي لأطالبنك بعفوك، ولئن طالبتني بلؤمي لأطالبنك بكرمك، ولئن أدخلتني النار لأخبرن أهل النار بحبي لك. إلهي إن كان قد صغر في جنب طاعتك عملي فقد كبر في جنب رجائك أملي. إلهي كيف أنغلق من عندك بالخيبة محروما؟ إلهي وقد أفنيت عمري في شرة السهو أنت، وأبليت شبابي في سكرة التباعد منك. إلهي لم أستيقظ أيام اغتراري بك وركوني إلى سبيل سخطك. إلهي وأنا عبدك وابن عبدك قائم بين يديك متوسل بكرمك إليك. إلهي لو أردت هواني لم تهدني. My Lord, if you had wanted to disgrace me, you would not have guided me. One of very important things in our life is guidance. Because of that, every day, several times, we ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us in right path. It's not in ordinary situation, but in our salat. It's not only us, even the prophets, even the imams. Every day, several times, they recite this chapter of the Quran. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh my God, guide me to right path. This is very important for us. Please, this is one. The second thing is that there are a lot of people in this world. They are living in this world. Some of them at the moment are in bar, some of them in park, some of them in nightclub, some of them in some place else. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, among all of these people, took me up and brought me here. It's not because of you. You want also to do what they do. You want to be with them. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prevented you to go there. And He brought you here. To to the mosque, to the Husayniyya, to the Imam Bar, to the dua, to the reciting of the Quran. This is not from you. Even, please, we have a lot of colleagues, we have a lot of classmates, but they went to some place else. Maybe some of them, they don't take care of their religion, they don't take care of their children, their sons, their daughters. They don't worry about anything. They let them to be free. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put in your heart something which you can't be careless of your children, your future, your religion, your faith. Time by time, you will go to the mosque. This is not from you, but this is from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This is from God, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He diverted you. I don't know the correct way, think that word or not. He diverted you from bad way, from bad places, to good place, to good situation. Look at some people. They are feeling well towards worship of Allah. But some people don't feel well to go to the mosque. Even if you ask them to come and sit here for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, they are not feeling well. But if they want to stay more than 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days to a bar, to the some place, dancing place, they feel happy to be there. So this is guidance. And we should pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He gave us this opportunity. By His grace, we are here. We are in this situation. We are in this position. We say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ilah, لو أردتني هواني, if you wanted to disgrace me, never you guided me. Your guidance towards me, this is a sign of that. You don't want to disgrace me. You don't want to put me away from right path. This is my sign in my life. And this is only you have done it to me, towards me. It's not to everybody else. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in Holy Quran, if Allah guided anybody, nobody can disgrace him. Nobody can put him in bad way, in wrong way. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put anybody in wrong way, nobody can put him in right path. When Imam Ridha alayhi salam wanted to go to Tus, to Mashhad, he reached to the town which his name is Naysabur or Naysabur. He wanted to catch his hair. They brought a man, old man. When he looked at Imam alayhi salam, started to cry. Said, never I could think that I can see my Imam. I can touch his hair. I can touch his head. I can touch his body. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave me this opportunity to see Hujjatullah, to see Imam alayhi salam, to see Imam Ridha alayhi salam. And at the same time, Imam found out his poor man. He looked at his facility, his machine, his blade, I don't know, his scissor, and so and so. And he changed all of these facilities and means and tools to gold. The man, old man, told Imam alayhi salam, I don't want to take it. Imam alayhi salam told him, aren't you poor man? Said, yes. But Allah gave me something which I'm richest man. Nobody richer than me. I don't want goat. This is ayam. I don't want it. Imam alayhi salam asked him, what do you have? He said, your wilaya, your love. This is biggest thing which I have. This is highest thing which I have it, and I benefit from it. So I don't want God or my Imam. Imam alayhi salam said to him, we are like sun. Whatever we give to anybody will not take it back. Every day sun from morning up to evening, that is not here in our town, in our country. Shining gives us everything, energy, hit us. In the evening time, the Maghrib sun sets. Never we hear from, we heard from sun to tell us, please give me this amount. No. Imam alayhi salam told, we are like shams, like sun. We don't take back anything which we gave to the people. However, he told Imam alayhi salam, okay, I will accept the gold which you gave it to me, but by a condition. Imam asked me, what is your condition? He replied that whenever I'm about the death, you should come and visit me. Meet me. At that time, I need you. After 2 years, Imam alayhi salam was in the meeting with Caliph Ma'mun. And there were a lot of ambassadors, ministers, governors, a lot of people. Suddenly, Imam stand up and he told them, I'm going to Nishapur because I have appointment with an old man. They surprised. They told Imam alayhi salam, we are in the meeting. How are you going to leave the meeting? Imam told them, I have appointment with that man. I should go. They surprised. How you will go to the shop? Nobody saw Imam after that. It takes 2-3 hours, and suddenly also they saw Imam alayhi salam in the meeting. They surprised. Where were you? Where were you? Oh, Abul Hassan. He told them, I had appointment with the old man in Nishapur. I went and I came back. They couldn't understand what Imam says. The Caliph Ma'mun wrote to the governor of Nishapur, please report to me whatever happened to this week, during this week. He wrote, one of the things which he wrote is that all people saw Imam alayhi salam in tashi' janazah of the old man. And Imam alayhi salam for how some hours, 2 or 3 hours, was in the shower. And at the same time, the old man, he told his wife that I have a very good visitor, good guest. Please clean the house. She told him, we are a stranger here. We don't have anybody to come to visit us. Who is coming to visit us? He told, I have a very good visitor and he will come because I'm about death. Suddenly, the wife, the old woman, here, there is somebody knocking the door. When she opened the door, found out that it's Imam Rabi' alayhi salam. However, a man also came to Imam Sajjad or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he was begging Imam alayhi salam, please, I'm poor man, give me something. Imam alayhi salam told him, I will give you something. Don't worry, but you are not poor man. You are richest in all the world. He said, no, I have nothing. Imam alayhi salam told him, you are richest man. Nobody richer than you. He said, no, I have nothing. Imam alayhi salam told him, I will tell you something. If they ask you, please, we will give you all the world. We will give you whatever in this world. And you give us the hope, wilaya, love of a'imma. Are you ready to give to them? Are you ready to change it? He said, never. Never are you ready to change it. Imam alayhi salam told him, so you are richest man. Because you have some things which you are not ready to change it with whole the world, with White House, with I don't know, here, with Paris, with all the world, or airplane, or Mercedes, he's not ready to change it. So this is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to disgrace us, wanted to send us to the heaven, to the hell, he wanted to send us to bad day, never he guided us. Since he guided us, this means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala don't want to disgrace us. Elah, لو أردت هواني لم تحذر. إلهي ما أظنك تردني في حاجة قد أفنيت في طلبها منك. Before translation of this phrase of dua, let me give you an example. Sometime a poor man or a man comes to your house and asks you to give him something. You pay him, you give him according to your position, according to your situation, according to your generosity. And you pay him, he will go back. But this man, if he comes to your house 2 times, 3 times, 7 times, and he asks you to give him something, you will pay him more. Because he came to you for 2 times, 3 times, 7 times, 10 times. So you will pay him more. Now imagine somebody comes to your house and he begs you all his time, all his life. He comes to you every day, please give me something. I have nothing. And you are generous. You have everything. Whatever you want to give to him, there is no problem for you. You don't have any trouble and problem in your life. So you will give him. Now, we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ilahi, I don't think you disappoint me by my coming to you all my life, every day, every morning, every afternoon, every evening time. I'm coming to you and I'm begging you. I don't think you will sack me from your door, from your house. No, I don't. Elohim, ما أظنك تردني في حاجة قد أفنيت في طلبها منك عمري. Oh my God. My Lord, I don't think that you will turn down my request for that is asking you, for which I have spent my whole life. We have a lot of need. But here, we say fi hajatan, a need. I spend all my life for asking that need. What is that haja? We need a lot. We are full of needs. What is that haja? I think that haja is forgiveness. Because from our buluh, which is 15 years, when we reach to the age of 15, whatever we do, the angel will write it and put it down. They will register it. They will record it. And at that time, we have a big enemy. That enemy is Satan, is Shaitan, Iblis. He wants to put us in wrong way. So, and sometimes we don't have any choice. We will commit sin. We will commit wrong. We will do bad. What we should do? We should ask Allah Ta'ala forgiveness. Because of that, please. In Salatul Layl, Nafilatul Layl, Namaz Shab, we have been ordered to say 70 times, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayhi. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayhi. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayhi. Forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala 70 times. As well as we have been ordered to say 300 times Al-Aaf, 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 Al-Aaf. And we have riwaya from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Every day he was saying 70 times Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayhi. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayhi. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu. Now we are about of the month of Rajab. One of a'mal, an action in the month of Rajab, reciting or repeating 70 times every day, Astaghfirullah wa Atubu Ilayhi. Astaghfirullah wa Atubu Ilayhi. Astaghfirullah wa Atubu Ilayhi. We say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ilahi, I spend all my time, all my life for asking a request. I don't think you turn down my request. My request is forgiveness. Don't turn down me. If somebody comes to our house for 3-4 times, we don't reject him. We don't sack him. We don't tear him down. How I'm coming to you all my life and I'm asking you to give me something. This type of speaking is part of munajat, dua. And we are speaking toward Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, love one. Now when we reach to this level, we realize that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgive us. And there is no any sin in our life. So we change our speaking. What we say? We say, oh my God. We feel that we are very close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this field. Because we ask Him to forgive us. And therefore also, every time we are repeating, oh my God, I'm full of sin, forgive me. I know if I have done a lot of sin in my life, that your generosity will not sack me from your door. We spoke like that. Now, we realize that we are close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, we change our speaking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we say, Ilahi, فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ أَبَدًا أَبَدًا. Oh my God, oh my Lord, all praise is due to you, always. Why we praise to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Why we say لَكَ الْحَمْدُ? Because we realize that we are very close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and He will forgive us. Everything has been solved. Always and forever. يزيد ولا يزيد كما تحب وترضى as you like and please. So when we realize and we understood that we are closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we change our speaking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now we say something. If we don't think that we are near to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we can't say such thing. See? Ilahi.
إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك. Oh my Lord, if you condemn me for my crimes, I will cling to your forgiveness. إلهي وسيدي وعزتك وجلالك لئن طالبتني بذنوبي لأطالبنك بعفوك. If you take me by my sins, I will take you by your forgiveness. ولئن طالبتني بلؤمي لأطالبنك بكرمك. If you take me by my badness in my life, لأطالبنك بكرمك. I will take you by your generosity. ولئن أدخلتني النار لأخبرن أهل النار بحبي لك. If you send me to the hell, I will inform the people of the hell that I love Allah, I like Allah, and He brought me here. If you punish me, I will inform them I love Him. So let me give you another example. You give to your son a very worthy thing, like diamond, and you insist on him that he should take care of it. All the time you should look at it. If he lost it, never he can get again. And very expensive. £1 billion. Don't lose it. Take care of it. Put it in your pocket. Put it in safe box. But your son will not take care of it. And he lost it. He will lose it. What he will do? And he knows his life in your hand. He can't live without your support, without your help, because you are his father. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have house, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have job. He's under your care. First of all, he will stand away, far away, in the stands, and apology. My father, forgive me. Forgive me. I make mistakes. Yes. You told me several times I should not be careless of this diamond, but I didn't take care of it as much as I could do. So you will start first of all to apology, and I make mistake, I have done wrong, I forgive me, I will not repeat, I will take care, and cry. Later on, he will realize that he gets a little bit closeness to you. So he will start, will change his tone, his phrase, his talking, and to praise on you. Oh, my father, you are very generous. I know, if you want, you can buy 100 of diamonds and give it to me. Even if I lost it, you will pay, give it to me again. You will give it to me again. What you will do? You will ask him, come. You are my son.
whatever I want it for you. I want it for you. Even my life, I want it for you. I want my life for you. I want my house for you, my car for you, my company for you, my job for you. Everything I want to provide it for you. Come. He will come and he will sit in your lap. What he will tell you? He changed his speaking again. He said, oh my father, if you punish me, I will tell the people that I like my father. If you beat me while you are lashing me, I will inform that. I inform the people. All the people are surrounding here. I will inform them that I like my father. I love my father. But from beginning, never he could speak like that. In the beginning, he must apologize. He must request forgiveness. But when he will come to you, and he will find out that he's very close to you, he will start to say such things. Oh my father, you can beat me. You can beat me. You can punish me. You can imprison me. But I'm sure you will not do. And if you do, while you are beating me, I will not take off your love from my heart. I love you. If you beat me, I love you. If you kill me, I love you. Here also. And if you ask me, where is diamond? I will tell you, you can buy 1,000 of diamonds. If I lost it, you will buy it for me again. Here also, we say to Allah, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, Elahi, لَإِنْ أَدْخَلْتَنِ النَّارِ لَأُخْبِرَنَّ أَهْلَ النَّارِ بِحُبِّهِ لَأَكِ. Oh my God, oh my Lord, if you send me to the hell, I will inform them that I love my God. If you punish me, if you beat me, in the day of judgment, I will inform the people that I love my Lord. If you burn me by your fire, I will inform all the people in the paradise and in the hell that I love my God. If you ask me, you have done wrong in your life, I will tell you, but I will take you by your forgiveness. I lost my diamond, but you can buy 100 of diamonds. I did wrong, but you have forgiveness. You have generosity. Because of that, I came to you, Elohi, in Kanaqat. صغر في جنب طاعتك أملي فقد كبر في جنب رجائك أملي. This is time of respecting of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Yes, we realize that we are very close to Allah تبارك وتعالى. We are not far from Him. And we started to explain to Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala as we explain to our father or to our mother. Now, we should realize that He is our Lord. Once again, we will go back. We will go back and we look to our deed, to our action, to our worship. We realize that is very, very, very low. It's very small. A little. So, when we look at it, and we look at Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, we remember that I'm not worthy to be close to Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to talk to Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, I change again much speaking to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I say, Ilahi, in kana qad saghura fi jambi ta'atika amali. My Lord, if my deeds are too small in relation to how I should obey you. If my deed too small in relation to how I should obey you. But my hope, my aspiration are high enough as compared to what I should expect of you. I have enough hope that you will not reject me. You don't look at my worship. You don't look at my obedience. You don't look at my deed. Ilahi, now we realize that we are close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Once again, we went to our deed. We came back to our self. Said, our deed is nothing. It's very small. So, we want to go back. Because I realize that I'm not worthy to stay here at this position. I should go back. Imagine a man. He will come to the castle. To very big house. House of a big man. And the man gives him opportunity to come and speak with him. But suddenly he realized that this place is not his place. When he looked at his opposition, I'm nothing. How can I stay here with these people? With president, with the ministers, with these people? I look at myself, so I will go back. No, this place is not my place. So I should go back. The same thing to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When we got forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we realized that we are close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we started to speak with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever you do, I will say so and so and so. Suddenly, we realized that I'm nothing. This is not my position. I should not be here. And we told him, oh my God, my deed is too small towards you. And so I want to go back. But I will tell him, no. How I can go back? You are different from other people. You are my Lord. Ilahi, كيف أنقلب من عندك بالخيبة محروما. Oh my Lord. How I can go back? Why you don't give me my request? My Lord, how can I go away from you unsuccessful and disappointed when I had a high hope that you will be kind enough to me and send me away in joy, safety and deliverance? No, I can't go back from you. I will stay here. This is my position. Yes. In other place, I should not stay there. When I realize, who am I? I will go back. Now I look at my deed, my action, I should go back. But again, how I can go back? Ilahi. And we change. Yes. Oh my Lord. Let me tell you who am I. But I will not go back. Ilahi qad afnaytu umri fi shirrat as-sahwa ank wa ablaytu shababi fi sakrat at-taba'ud ank. Oh my God. I have wasted my life committing the crime of forgetting you. Played havoc with my youth, intoxicated with keeping myself away from you. I was very far from you. I was drunk of my life, usually when I was young.
So, yes, this is my situation. This is my position. My position.
Elahi lam astayghiz ayyam abtirari bik wa rukuni ila sabil sakhatik.
Oh my God.
Sometimes you are very kind towards your child, towards your son. And he will do whatever he wants to do. But unfortunately, he will lose his wife, his father. Or father, his father will go away, he will not take care of him. What he will do? So, oh my father, I didn't realize that how you take care of me and what you do towards me. I was sleeping. I will escape. Here also we say the same thing toward Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Oh my God, I didn't realize your kindness, your mercy towards me. I didn't wake up from my sleeping. But now I'm coming to you. My Lord, I did not wake up when I was under a delusion about you and was inclined to earn you displeasure. Elahi, yes, I will not go back. I will stay here. Although this is my situation, when I went back to my deed, to my action, to my behavior, to my character, I inform you that this is me. But one thing more. Elahi, wa ana abduk, wa abnu abdik. Oh my God, I'm your servant. I'm son of your servant, or daughter of your servant. Qa'imun bayna yadayk, mutawassilun bi karamika ilayk. I'm standing before you. I'm getting your generosity, your dignity, your kindness. My Lord, I am your bondman, son of your bondman. I am standing before you, trying to use your own magnanimity as a means of approaching you. Where should I go? I don't have any place because I'm your abd. I'm your son, servant. So, when we realize that we did bad, we went back. We inform Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we did bad. Now, once again, we will come back because we will find out that we are attached to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. والحمد لله.
I know this is a very basic question, but as you say, Allah loves us so much, like our Father. And it doesn't matter how much our child misbehaves or does bad, or even if he takes everything, we can never punish him so much as hell or in Barzakh or in then what is the situation for us? Why Allah can punish us so much if we don't turn to Him?
Actually, concerning us, there is no punishment, there is no hell, there is no fire, no doubt about it. أَلَا وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَلِيًّا فَلَا يَشُكَّنَّ أَنَّهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Oh, whoever likes or loves Imam Ali, there should not be any doubt that he is in the paradise. I'm sure there is no any punishment, there is no any fire for us. Directly we will go to the paradise. Even concerning the bad people, the sinners doing wrong, doer of wrong, we have hadith. One name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Al-Ghaffar. forgiven. So, and this should get reflection in the day of judgment, should get evidence. So there should be some sinner and Allah forgive him, so that we get the evidence and example of this name. For instance, your name is, you are generous. How can they understand you are generous? You should pay money. You should give food. Isn't it? Otherwise, how, what is the evidence of this, your title? We have a hadith that if there is no sinner among the people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would create some people who disobey Him to forgive him in the day of judgment. This is one. Secondly, the paradise is the place of pure people. If we have some type of deity, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put us in the bathroom to wash us, to use soap and shampoo and wash us. In the barzakh also, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to wash us. But washing things is in different way. Here, if you want to wash your body, you will go to bathroom. But if you want to take off the impure thing from gold, what do you do with it? You will put it in the fire. So after that you will get real gold. This fire which you put, in which you put gold, is not of, for punishment or punishing the gold, but you want to get pure gold, net gold. So in the barzakh, if there is a little bit, I don't want to say punishment, a little bit something to us, or disturbing to us, is because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to take off badness and dirty things from our body, from our soul, from our heart. After that, He will send us to the paradise. Please let me tell you something. We had session, majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in our house in the morning, in our country actually. And there were some people who were cleaning the road, serving the road and street. In the morning, they wanted to come and take their breakfast with us. But never they entered their house. They were sitting in out of the house, outside of the house, and they were asking us, please give me my breakfast, I will eat it here. I was asking them, please come inside. I said, no, my dress is bad. I can't come sit with these people. Because they wear very good dress. Himself, he wasn't ready and satisfied with himself to come inside. This is our situation in the day of judgment, in the paradise. Never we will go to paradise with dirty body, with dirty dress, with dirty mind, with dirty soul. Because of that, Allah knows us. Before the day of judgment, before Akhirah, in the barzakh, He will buy for us very good dress, because we want to wait. We go for wedding. When we are coming here for wedding, what will we do? We buy very new dress. We will go to bathroom. Even sometimes, by force, we send our children to bathroom, although they don't want to go to bathroom. Because we want them to be clean. When they will go to the session, everybody is clean. So, in the paradise also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He will wash us. But washing us, sometimes we feel something pain.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm just reiterating, which of course, at Barzakh there will be the cleansing, but there's a hadith of one high imam that one person who was very ill, and he had body sores and everything, and Imam went to my doctor, fixed him up, or Imam says that this is part of washing your sins off.
Yes, of course. Thank you very
much.
Yes, this is right. Even sometime here, in this world, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to wash us. Sometime. He washed us here in this world. So we'll get some type of sickness, we will lose our money, our computer will fall down. So, and we will embarrass. This is our daraja, our situation increased by it.
So, it means that we won't enter Jahannam for our sins.
We will not go to Jahannam.
Not at all.
At all. Don't. No, please. We have one ayah in the Holy Quran. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا ظَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Everybody, even the prophets, will go through Jahannam, but it's not harmful for us. We will pass it across. أَلَا وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَلِيًّا يَمُرُّ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ كَالْبَرْقِ. Whoever likes Imam Ali, he passed like light from Sirat, the bridge, the well. No doubt about it. Please, maybe you saw some fire. If you go very fast from fire, nothing happened to you. But at that day, inshallah, we will pass it even faster than light, faster than everything. Yes, we pass through well, but it's not harmful for us. Inshallah, we will pass among the imams, among the prophets, and it will not be harmful for us.
Yes. Sheikh, the way you explain it, since that it's a recipe for committing sins, because whatever things I do, I can ask for forgiveness, and then I got it forgiven. But I'll let you pass it through Jahannam. Quickly, I
will
get home, and then
I'll be in
heaven
then. Yes. What happened? The paradise is not small.
I can go and committing sin and then ask for forgiveness.
Yes, no problem. But you know something, please. Now the population of the world, what is it? 6 billion. How many of them are Muslim?
1.2.
Okay, so Allah Ta'ala will fill Jahannam with those other people, and so we go to paradise. And if we not go to the paradise, who wants to go to paradise? We'll be empty. So for whom Allah Ta'ala created the paradise? For us. That's one thing. Even when we love Allah Ta'ala, we'll not commit sin. If we love somebody, we like somebody, we will not disobey him. The son who loves his father never disobey him, all the time respects him. Exactly, this is our situation. I'm sure that by my sin nobody wants to make sin, but this is encouraging to go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala more. We have Hadith Qudsi. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, O Dawud, حبب إلي عبادي. Make my people, my servant, that they like me, they love me. Dawud alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, how I should do? He said, اذكرهم نعمائي. Mention to them my blessing to them, my mercy, my kindness to them. So they will come towards me. They will come towards me. Yes.
Alaykum as-salam. You mentioned the Prophet's prayer when he gave you some of those passing guidelines. And then, how you really, or am I really a level of Imam Ali? by committing, like I said, if I really, if a son really loves his father, then what can he think? I'm not really a lover of Imam Ali, then how can I become a lover of Imam Ali?
Before answering your question, I remember a poem. A man in his poem said, since the Qasimul Jannat wal Nar, the divider of hell and paradise is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Isn't it? He divides the paradise and hell to the people. We have hadith from Sunni ulama and also scholars and Shia scholars that Imam Ali alayhi salam is Qasimul Jannah. Qasim is divider. Divides Al-Jannah and Nar. Since Imam Ali alayhi salam is divider of Jannah and Nar, so whatever he wants to do, commit it. Because he will share it, the paradise to us and hell to his enemy. And he saw Imam Ali alayhi salam in his dream. And he told him, please change your point. And you should say that. Since Imam Ali alayhi salam is the divider of paradise and hell, so feel shy and don't make sin. And don't commit sin. Because if it's sin, you will go to Imam Ali alayhi salam, you will shine. So, now what you should do to get more love towards Imam Ali alayhi salam? Actually, it needs to practice it, time by time. We should give our hearts to them. We should listen to them. We should obey them. And we ask them, request them to give us their love more and more.
This question is a bit technical, I know. On one hand, you said that Imam Ali is the one who avoids heaven and hell.
Yes.
Then there's another hadith that says that anyone who says La ilaha illallah will not go to hell. But there are other people, Sunnah Jaman, or they believe in La ilaha illallah, but when it comes to Imam Ali, on the remembrance, they give nana to him. What is their position?
Yes. We have this hadith, as you said, this hadith, yes. Whoever says La ilaha illallah will not go to hell. But there is a condition. This hadith narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam and Imam Ali alayhi salam from his father, from Imam Ali, from the Prophet, from Jibreel, from Loh, from Qalam, from Kursi, from Ash, from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Kalimatu la ilaha illallah hasan. When Imam Ridha alayhi salam reached to the Naysabur and he was on the camel, 120,000 people gathered at that place and they asked him, please give us a hadith from your grandfather's prophet. Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Ridha alayhi salam told them, from my father, from my grandfather, up to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, kalimatu la ilaha illallah hasmi. The name of this hadith is silsilatu zahab. Silsila means chain. Zahab means gold. What is the meaning of silsilatu zahab? There are a lot of explanations. Some people say it's because they wrote this hadith by gold. Some say that no, means the chain of this hadith is very authentic hadith, reliable hadith. Because of that it was called Silsilat al-Zahab. However, no doubt about this hadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam told them that Kalimatu la ilaha illallah hasni. from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah said that kalimat la ilaha illallah, kalimat, word of la ilaha illallah hasmi. Has means crave. The place which in which there is no harmful. If you enter it, there is no harmful, there is no distress, there is no anything. كلمه لا اله الا الله حسني فمن دخل حسني هو سواء انت my save امن من عذابي he will be saved from my punishment. Imam Rabu alayhi salam left the people, but 1 minute or 2 minutes later on he stand up and he told him بِشَرْتَهَا وَشُرُوتَهَا. It's not only لا إله إلا الله حسنه, but there is a condition. Why Imam عليه السلام didn't mention at that time? Because he wanted to get the attention of the people towards this condition more. Please, if I tell you something in one phrase, maybe you will forget it. But I will tell you now, and when I will reach in the gate, in the door, I will say, oh please, there is condition. You will not forget it. Because of that, Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to draw down the attention of the people towards this condition, so he left the people towards the door, towards the gate, for instance, and he left them and stand up and told them, oh people, بِشَرْتَهَا وَشُرُوتَهَا, there is a condition. By that condition, you will be saved from punishment of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What is that condition? وَأَنَا مِنْ شُرُوتَهَا. I, as a imam, as a hujjatullah, as a ma'asum, that condition. And that condition. With this condition, which means with the love of Imam alayhi salam, with wilaya, the word of La ilaha illallah can save you. Otherwise, if there is no that condition, cannot save you.
I just wanted to ask a general question about dua. Actually, this was useful about dua. Is there a difference in effectiveness between a normal dua that one does after namaz in one's own language versus using the dua that you are talking about, or the dua in Quran? In terms of getting the dua answered, is it more effective to try and read the dua more often, or should one just do from one
time
as one does on a regular basis?
Actually, what is very important is getting dua and feeling towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is the best thing. Even without saying anything, if you could get your heart humble towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this is enough. But how we can get our heart to be humble, maybe by say something. And there is a different effective of the dua. Because of that, we have different types of dua. After Salatul Dhuhr, this type of dua. After Salatul Asr, this type of dua. After Salatul Subh, this type of dua. But the most important thing through this dua is heart. How we can get our heart humble to Allah Tabarak. Even maybe you had this hadith, please. Bilal, he was muazzin of the Prophet, but he wasn't saying Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. What he was saying? Ashhadu. They came to the Prophet and they criticized that Bilal says Ashhadu. The Prophet told them, sin Ashhadu of Bilal is shin, because Allah looks at our hearts. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheikh.